on Triple J.
It's your pals, Jen and Lewis.
I feel like I learned more making this album than I did making Run, actually, because I learned to just kind of zone out everybody else and focus on what really meant the most to me and what I actually needed to channel, you know? I guess, yeah, the best thing that I did learn was to try not to think about what I want the album to sound like, try not to make it sound like something just for the fact of it being relevant, and just focus on how I'm feeling and what sounds are resonating with me.
Yeah. How do you shake those pressures? Because they are pressures that everyone feels in different things. It's like, must be very difficult.
Oh, man. It is hard. I honestly, especially now, like I said this recently to someone, but I wish that my album had been released in the 70s, because there was no Twitter, there was no YouTube, there was no Reddit, there was no anything. And yeah, for me, like the best thing to do is just zone out and get into a little dark corner of a room and not answer any calls or speak to anyone.
I'm really intrigued by that, because you are very active online, and it does seem like you have a very deep connection to your fans online, and you seem very communicative with them. Where does online Allison end and IRL Allison begin?
That's just a good question. I think maybe something that does take a toll on me is the fact that I am so myself online, and it is really hard to shut it off, if I'm going to be honest. And I think it is important, but I also have to make sure that, you know, I've got my 2 feet on the ground, and I am lucky. I'm surrounded by like a couple of really close friends who have been my friends for years, and they're basically the people I hang out with most of the time. So it's pretty good, and I am fortunate to have that circle.
Yeah, it does seem like you got some old friends to help out on this album again. Some familiar names on there to people here at Triple J. People like
good segue.
He's a master.
Thank you. Yeah, pull up.
Wow.
But yes, some very fun people on there. Lido, who we know you've worked with before. Joel Little as well. I mean, Joel Little, you know, his name comes up a lot in music over the last years since he started working with people like Lord and yourself. Why is he
and
so good?
And Khalid is awesome. I love Khalid.
Yeah. Why is Joel Little so good to work with?
I found him really good to work with because before this album, I was writing songs pretty much alone. And I only really like to collaborate with people I feel close to and comfortable with, hence why I work with my friends. It's like always better to create that way, because there is no ego and you can be kind of very, very open. But with Joel out to be this very awesome guy who was not overbearing and overpowering, and he understood what I like as a writer, you know, the fact that I was writing my own stuff, and I would come in with my ideas, and he helped me kind of elevate it with this, you know. And he wasn't very invasive, he was more kind of cradling.
And Allison, tell us a little bit about that song Easy and who you worked with, how it came together.
That was mainly just me and Joel, actually. So it was pretty much just us two. And I wrote that song about 2 hours after I had experienced what I'd written it about, which is kind of how I like to write, you know. I like to write about things that are happening in my life at the time, and like actually at the time. So that morning I'd had an episode where I wasn't feeling very well, and I was starting to feel very embarrassed about the fact that I wasn't feeling good, and I was wanting to kind of cry for no reason. And that particular morning, I was in bed with someone, and I was feeling so down that I calmly walked to the bathroom, locked the door, sat on the floor, and just cried. And all I thought was, why don't you find someone easy? Like, I'm a fucking mess, you know, and I'm too vain to tell you this, but like, I don't want to reach out and make my problems anyone else's problems. And I don't want to, you know, and I think, you know, there's this thing where you have no self-worth when you're feeling that way. And you kind of question why people even want to be around you. And I guess that's how I was feeling. And that was my outlet, was writing that song. And afterwards, I actually did feel better, because when I played the demo to my manager, who is one of my best friends, it was one of the rare times I've seen a very strong dude kind of get teary and ask if I was okay. And, you know, it broke down a lot of barriers for me, and it really positively impacted me just writing that out.
How do you take a vulnerable moment like that and then go, I'm going to now put this on an album and then share it with everyone?
Well, the thing is, I never think about that when I'm writing a song. And that's like the best thing, though, that I can do. I think when you are creating something and you are an artist, you owe it to your art to be as honest as you possibly can. And at the same time, I don't know, I can't really help it. I'm a highly emotional being. So what you see is what you get. And what you hear is what you get. I don't really know. I wish I could control it and be way cooler, but I can't.
Well, the album's going to be out now, so you've got your emotions on display, on tour for the next little while.
Here's my diary, guys.
But you've got Coachella coming up this year. I know that you've taken your mum previously. Is she going to join you this year?
Hell yeah, she is. last time I played Coachella, it was 3 years ago, and it was actually the first show I had ever played in America was Coachella. And my mom came, and she is like a massive Drake fan, and Drake was playing. And I remember when that happened, I'd lost her. And then later on, someone sent me a tweet saying, "Your mom was on my shoulders during Drake." That was true. She was at the front. Yeah. And then, you know, she wandered off and got a light show in the middle of Gustafelstein, which I have a hilarious video of. And she was Tyler, the creator, let her go VIP section at his show, and she's like, next minute I turn around, she's like talking to Mac DeMarco. She's living life, you know.
You're with Jen and Lewis
on Triple J.